It seems as though the only topic in the news these days is the coronavirus, and rightly so, as it spreads around the globe at an alarming rate. With information changing daily, even hourly, how can you stay up to date, and how do you know what is correct? That's why Doctor Studio is going to help you out with this podcast about all things coronavirus. Joining us for that conversation today is Dr. Lisbeth Roy with Doctor Studio. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Roy, what can people do to better secure their wellness during this anxiety-ridden time?
Well, I think it's important to realize that all disease is opportunistic. And so, you know, this time is extraordinary because of this virus, for sure. But the common things that I tell people foundationally to secure their wellness is really the obvious. Lifestyle choice is so important. Eating good, whole, clean, healthy food, filtered water, getting sunlight, moving your body. Those things are really what we talk about, but it's true. That's exactly what needs to happen in general to build a strong foundation for wellness. Now, when I say secure your wellness, I mean take it to the next step, which is being proactive rather than reactive and working with a wellness physician who understands how to support your body is really important. Looking at hormone balance, your gut bacteria, the state of your wellness just in general, meaning are you stressed? Are you managing your stress? All of those things are very important. Unfortunately, today, because of the poor quality of food, and I'm just going to say it, poor quality of food, it's very difficult to find high quality food anymore. Even the vegetables that you're eating that are organic may not contain the same minerals that they did 30, 40 years ago. So in addition to high quality food, you need to supplement. It just is what has to happen these days.
What are some things that people can do immediately to start supporting their wellness?
And that's a great question. There's a couple of issues here. So while they're held up at home, you know, that's the immediate, they can go online, they can purchase good quality supplements. I've actually built a webpage called secureyourwellness.com to try to create a resource for people. So there's a supplement protocol that I've recommended based on science. It is absolutely scientifically proven and obviously makes a lot of sense that we need targeted nutrients in order to support our immune system. So things like vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin A, zinc, elderberry, there are some very specific nutrient supports that you can provide your body right now that actually decrease the virus replication. So that's number one. Number two, again, is get some exercise, get some sunlight, and practice some stress reduction. Those things are really important. If you want to go beyond that, and I think that everybody should, there is technology that's available to us. If you come to my office, for instance, we do something called a trifecta. And the trifecta, we do these all day, every day. It is feeding the foundational wellness of your body. It actually is supporting cellular wellness. It's a targeted IV nutrient drip plus UV blood irradiation. And I know that sounds funny and interesting, and a lot of people have never heard of that. And in addition, ozone therapy. So three therapies, IV nutrients, UBI, we call it, and ozone. These are things that have been done for years, decades, in fact, these technologies. They've lost their favor once antibiotics came on the scene. You know, I mean, that's really what people have to understand. In fact, you know, if we could back it all up, I would really start the conversation by defining what our healthcare system really is all about these days, and that is sick care. You know, we really are a system of sick care, and that is just simply that we're reactive to whatever comes our way and whatever we feel victim to. And this coronavirus is no different. You know, if we were better prepared from a health perspective, then we wouldn't have as much impact from these viruses or the flu virus or pneumonia you know, all of the things that affect us typically seasonally, I don't think this is our last pandemic. I think that it is incredibly important that we all step up and be proactive. These technologies lost favor because of big pharma and because of antibiotics coming on the scene. But I believe that we're going to swing in the opposite direction. We're going to actually bring these things back. We're seeing that happen in New York. They're using high-dose vitamin C with people who are in fulminant sepsis and acute respiratory distress, which is what kills people with coronavirus. And they're getting some nice results. Well, there's 40, 50 years of data that supports this. So it's great to see that it's coming back. China is now studying. They have some clinical trials with IV vitamin C. So I think we're going to see some of these technologies come back. If you go to that website, secureyourwellness.com, fortunately, I've actually vetted an at-home ozone generator. So that's one thing that you can do now. You can actually provide yourself ozone treatments at home. Now, of course, you wouldn't do an IV ozone at home, but there are other ways of delivering the ozone. There's also air cleaners, which have ozone, UV light, and charcoal filters. It's really securing your environment by washing your hands and all of these things that we should have been doing all along, cleaning the air, and then bringing foundational wellness to your body by all of the means that I've already mentioned.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of coronavirus. What is the most important takeaway you would say of this pandemic?
Well, I think the most important takeaway is that we're this vulnerable. And we can decide to feel like a victim, but the fact of the matter is all disease is opportunistic and we have control over much of this. And you're only ever as healthy as your immune system. So we take a lot of these things for granted. And so I do think the takeaway is that we are really this vulnerable and there is likely another pandemic in the not so distant future because of all of the things that we are doing to the environment. You know, we're creating a lot of opportunity for these illnesses, if you will, or these infections. The 5G, our cell service, for instance, these wavelengths affect our body and they actually drag down our immune system, making us even more vulnerable. So I want people to realize that we have more control than we realize, and we need to start realizing that so that we can really secure our wellness in general. You know, there's so many immune system issues. When we say immune system, the general public thinks protecting me from viruses and bacteria, but we also mean autoimmune processes, those run the gamut from arthritis to thyroid autoimmune issues to Alzheimer's is actually an autoimmune issue as well, and celiac disease. So the immune system is in charge of everything. Inflammation is a process, is an immune process, and it protects us when we're injured. The inflammation is developed, and that's one of the ways that we heal. But it can also start working against us, and we develop these chronic inflammatory processes that are systemic. So you don't think, oh, well, I'm inflamed, because you don't necessarily feel this inflammation, but it's actually the immune system acting against you rather than for you.
And what are your thoughts about an eventual vaccination?
Well, I'm sure there will be a vaccination that's developed. You know, that's a technology that we are getting better and better at. I don't think that's the answer. Now, not against vaccinations, but I think that that's part of the problem, and that's part of why it is that we're vulnerable now. We just think, oh, well, we'll just get a vaccination. Oh, well, I'll just take an antibiotic or I'll take an antiviral. We are really not taking responsibility for securing our wellness. We're not taking responsibility for building our immune system. And there are ways of doing that used to be socially popular, like, for instance, eating fermented vegetables. You know, when I grew up, people made fermented vegetables. They made sauerkraut. They had ate kimchi. They would make different dishes that would support their gut bacteria. When I grew up, we had fresh dairy products, we had fresh eggs, and we've got to get back to that. I think that we will likely go back to more local living, because if we're preparing food to, you know, ship across the country or ship to another country, or we're receiving food from another country, that food has to be adulterated in order to make the trip. You know, food is supposed to be eaten fresh, and it doesn't stay fresh for very long if it's grown naturally. And so I think that that's really the answer. A vaccination is perhaps the icing on the cake, but we've relied so heavily on the pharmaceutical companies and this whole sick care type of industry that we have completely given our power away.
And where would you say regenerative medicine comes into play during this crisis?
Well, it's been very interesting to watch. I'm a regenerative medicine physician, which means that I have dealt with stem cells and stem cell products for years now. And there's been some controversy, and the controversy is not what you would think. The controversy has really been between big pharma and stem cell stuff. There is very little support at this particular time for stem cell research. There are academic centers that are researching, but big pharma hasn't come in and purchased these manufacturing capabilities. So there really isn't a lot of money being poured into these therapies until recently. With the coronavirus, China registered 4, I believe, clinical trials, 2 that were using placental-based stem cells, and 2 that were using exosomes derived from placental stem cells. And they're doing this because they were using them to try to treat the sickest people and actually seeing some results. And so now that the dust has somewhat settled, they're registering these in clinical trials so we can shake it out and say definitively whether it was effective or, you know, just coincidence, for instance. So I think that this is a moment that regenerative medicine has really been waiting for. Unfortunately, it's come in the context of a real worldwide tragedy, if you will. But we are seeing studies from all over the world prior to the coronavirus showing that these stem cell products had significant benefit. And it makes sense to me, and I see it anecdotally in my practice. You know, there's very few things that you can't positively affect with placental stem cells and placental exosomes because of the way the body actually works. You know, with coronavirus and all viruses, a lot of people don't realize a virus isn't actually alive. A virus is essentially a fat bubble with a message in it. And that message is a single strand of RNA that needs to incorporate into your own cells in order to replicate. So unlike a bacteria that can grow and give birth, if you will, to other bacteria, a virus can't. It needs our own machinery in order to replicate. And so if the virus can influence our cell in a negative way and make us sick, then a stem cell that secretes exosomes, which is a message, a fat bubble with a message in it, also can have an effect on our cell. And so that's exciting. It's very exciting. So when you get the right message, when you are able to harvest healthy placental stem cells, and you're able to collect those healthy signals, and you put them in a body, you're going to signal, it stands to reason, again, and what I'm saying is anecdotal, we haven't proven all of this beyond a shadow of a doubt, but it stands to reason that you could positively affect the human organism.
So what advice would you give to people who still are frightened by the current situation and the pandemic that we're in?
I would say that we need to follow the guidelines, which are to minimize our exposure and to keep each other safe. I would say that there are wellness physicians that I believe are open around the country. It's been somewhat of a difficult conversation that I've had with myself, and that is, you know, should we close and stay home and quarantine? Should my employees be safe at home with their families, or should we continue to serve? I have chosen to continue to serve as long as we possibly can, as long as it appears safe. We're doing all kinds of things to sanitize. You know, we do a great job anyway at keeping our studio clean and safe, but we're going above and beyond to be really very careful. And we wanted to make sure that we could be here for people because, you know, if your wellness physician, you know, leaves town when things get bad, then it's probably not good. So we decided to stay open. So I would suggest that people make contact with a functional, wellness-focused, integrative physician in their town and start engaging in some of these wellness practices. There's a lot of virtual medicine that we're doing now. In my practice, we take care of patients from all over the country. In fact, we take care of a lot of patients from outside of the country. And now that we have telemedicine confidential, you know, HIPAA-compliant type portals, it's easy to do. We have WhatsApp. I WhatsApp with a lot of my international patients. It's easy to do. So whether you engage with us at Dr. Studio or you engage with a local wellness physician, right now you can actually have a virtual consultation. You know, it's exciting, really, to think that people in rural areas, for instance, that may not have a wellness clinic in their area can engage outside of their area and still get amazing information. You know, we have labs are often kits that are done at home. You know, you prick your finger or you give a urine sample or a stool sample or saliva. There's lots of ways of collecting the data that we need to better understand you and to treat you in a precision type of personalized manner. So I say don't wait. Don't wait. Right now you're under quarantine, perhaps. Right now is the exact right time to engage and start being proactive.
Well, Dr. Roy, we so appreciate your time and knowledge during this pandemic. That was Dr. Lisbeth Roy of Dr. Studio. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find more like it in our podcast library, and be sure to give us a like and a follow if you do. And as Dr. Roy mentioned, you can get in contact with her at secureyourwellness.com. I'm Caitlin White. Thank you for joining us.